If we were to, unfortunately, have to have another tribunal in a situation of this sort, and there were a counseling component to it, and you had something to do about the design, you know, how would you hopefully, you know, improve if you, if there are ways that you feel that this needs improvement, the, in, particularly in your area? What would be your suggestions? This is your chance, in a way, to speak to the future, because people 5, 10, 15 years from now will be seeing, hopefully seeing your thoughts or hearing your thoughts, and not, and people of all different types, and some of them will have the ability to perhaps cause some good, better things to happen. So I invite you to give us the best of your thoughts about improving the areas you know about.
I think in the setting up of any tribunal, the counseling should be a very important part. We should be there from the beginning, from the design. Because we're talking about genocide, we're talking about traumatic experience, we're talking about sections that deal with traumatized population. So from the beginning, from the design, from the beginning, from the starting, I believe it's important to have a counselor. And the unit should develop, it's important to have a female and male counselor, because some people feel more confident to talk to a female, other people will feel more comfortable to talk to a male. And also it's important to, people go to mission. Yeah, they go to mission, they interview people, and they come back. Does anyone debrief them? Does anyone tell them, how do you feel? How was this? How you just heard, terrible stories. Is anybody debriefing them? Do I have the capacity to go to Rwanda every time to debrief them? So, from the beginning, it makes easier, because I need to create an awareness now. When we are closing, I need to create the demands. At this moment, of course, at the beginning we have only a month, we have only 7 people coming. Now we have about 52 people coming every month. Yeah. But it's because I am alone, but I believe that a bigger unit will also help, So to provide more sessions, more training, to debrief people after very difficult missions. They go to the field, they go home, they take this problem home. And it's like we're squeezing a lemon. You squeeze a lemon, you take all the juice. So when the juice is, you take all the juice. What you do with the lemon? So I think we are changing this mentality in the UN. We are really investing on the staff. And I believe it's a very important element from the beginning. So.
Well, when we were talking before the interview, you said, I would like something to come out of this where people can hear our experience and our ideas. And I want to be sure that you have that opportunity, because you're talking to the future. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I want to say it's not an easy job. It is not an easy job. There are times that you feel sick. It's a very difficult job, sometimes. I remember I was checking the files in Afghanistan of people with psychosomatic disorders. Among the 5 files, I saw one of the files was mine. Because I started having pains, and I checked, and the doctor told me, don't have anything here. It's look after yourself. So I believe it's a very important factor to It's very important to look after yourself if you are involved in this business, because it's very demanding. Try to separate also, try to just separate, yeah. Because you're working in either in a mission or in a duty station like this, people look at you 24 hours, counselor. They invite you for dinner and they talk about their problems. They invite you for to swim and they talk about their own problems. Mm. And yeah, there is a moment that your body cannot absorb anymore. And in order to become efficient and to provide efficient service, so you need to at least probably more often say no. Mm-hmm. So this is what I will probably tell, yeah, somebody who's going to watch this. So if you don't say no, think about, because it's from time to time you need to say that more often.
You will become like the lemon that's squeezed out.
That you will be like the lemon who's squeezed out, and you won't be you won't be effective.
I have just two more questions. Number one is very easy, and I hope the answer is yes. Will you be able to provide us with copies of some of your monthly publications?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you're comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. It's open, yeah.
That's good. The second question is, and may not be as easy, would you also include victims and or witnesses as part of a total UN counseling service in a situation like this in the future? Or would you farm that out, or how would you do that, if at all? Mm.
So I didn't understand the last question about if for the victims.
Yes, there are a lot of victims who probably could use some psychological help. Would you include that in the mission of, if you were creating a system in the future, would you include victims, would you include witnesses as part of the clientele? It might be different people because you have a...
Yeah. I think in the mission here in RCTR, the victims were included. Mm-hmm. So there was a person, and there is a medical, a doctor, and a psychologist providing psychosocial support to victims.
In Rwanda?
In Rwanda. Okay. So the victim has not been, and there was mandatory to provide support, yeah.
Okay.
But it's the staff who were not, yeah, they thought that the staff, they can deal with this problem.
Okay.
So the victims, and the victims is a very important factor. Mm-hmm. The victims, even the detainees, they used to have just recently, a few weeks ago, the psychiatrist left. But even the detainees, they have somebody who looks after them.
Right.
The victim has somebody who looks after them.
Do they still have somebody in Rwanda to look after the victims?
Yes, they have somebody. They have a person there. One person, but depends if the warlord they hire. Yeah.
Okay.
So when I was there last time, there was one person. Before, there were three persons. So it depends on the on the demands. Yeah.
Okay. And how about the witnesses? Is that true of the same? Is the same thing true?
Yeah. And the witness. Yeah.
Okay. Is the person who was doing that relative to the victims and or the witnesses, is he or she trained, as you are, a well-trained person?
He is a Rwandese. Now at this moment, he's a Rwandese. Now he's working in Kigali.
And he is a staff member of...
He's a staff member of the,
Can you tell us his name? Do you remember his
name? Evot.
Okay.
So he...
Okay.
I met him during one of the visits, so we do communicate.
Oh, you do communicate.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I want to thank you, you and your team, and it was a wonderful experience to share some of the.
Well, we want to thank you and thank you for sharing.